The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Summertime and the reading is easy. Kids are jumping and their IQ is high. Your daddy is rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, let's read a lullaby. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up reading. You're gonna spread your wings to the Carolina sky. But until that morning, there's nothing that can harm you. When you are reading, travel the world one page at a time. Travel the world one page at a time.
Summertime and the reading is easy. The soulful vocals of Carbora's Jennifer Evans kicking us off on this week's Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We're talking about Summertime and the reading is easy, a book fair at the Art Center coming up next Saturday, June 28th. And we have with us today, besides Jennifer Evans, Mariana Fiorentino, who is organizing this event, and Joyce Allen, one of the authors who will be participating in Summertime and the Reading is Easy. And Joyce, of course, a longtime instructor at the Art Center and other places, and Mariana, a member of the Art Center's Board of Directors. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thanks, Art. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
It's great having you all here and wonderful having Jennifer get us off to such a fantastic start. And what a great song for our event.
Yes, we were really excited about it. Cindy Campbell, who's publicist for Jennifer, and many of the local authors and I were sitting one evening talking about summer and how I used to make reading lists for myself when I was a kid to see how many books I could read in the summer. And we just started humming The Summertime, and we thought, what a great way to honor the song and get people excited about reading this summer. So we thought Jennifer would be the person to kick off a program that we've put together.
And indeed she is, and she'll be with us on June 28th at the Art Center along with so many other exciting people. Tell us a little about what folks will discover at Summertime and the Reading is Easy.
Well, the first thing they'll discover is the Art Center. Many people in the area have not discovered it yet. We're also hoping they'll discover the creativeness inside themselves and be able to read more books for the summer by listening to authors read from their books, and also by having some of the books come alive from the page, because we'll also be having local actors who will present on stage excerpts from the books that the authors have written.
Wow, that'll be very exciting, Mariana.
Yeah, we're also hoping to have a member of the Sacrificial Poets come do a poem, something, I don't know, like reading is cool even when you're out of school. I don't know. It's up to them to come up with something better than that. And also we will have poet Dr. Pam Taylor, who will take attendees through a very brief but fun-filled creative writing experience.
Excellent. I guess that'll give folks a taste of the kind of wonderful writing classes we have in the art school at the Art Center.
Exactly. Part of the discovery process is also for people to discover the creative writing classes and the acting classes at the Art Center, and also the programs for children. We will have a separate section set up in the lobby for the children with children's books and puppets and coloring and other activities. So it's a multi-generational event where the kids will be in the lobby. We have Joyce Allen, who will have her teen book available, and she will read. And we will have the books from the adults as well.
That's so exciting, Mariana. And Joyce, it's wonderful to have you with us. How long have you been teaching at the Art Center?
Something over 20 years.
Wow.
I thoroughly love it.
Indeed. And sometimes when they put you in the conference room, I get to hear some of your classes when I work late, and brings back good old memories of when I tried to be a writer or something other than grants and press releases. But you have your latest book is The Threads of Earth, part of your Threads project.
That is the it's the second book of the Threads, which is to be a trilogy. The first is Those Who Hold the Threads. This is a fantasy. It's aimed at middle school readers. I'm finding that adults are reading it too.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, that happens, and we'll have you reading from it in the next segment of the Art Spot today. So that's something to look forward to in just a few minutes here. But all this is talking about summertime, and the reading is easy. A book fair and lots more happening at the Art Center next Saturday afternoon, June 28th. And I think we're starting at 1 o'clock, Mariana?
Yes, we'll start at 1, and we will go till 5 o'clock. We will have a break in the two sessions. We will have the readers and some acting in the first half. Then we'll have an intermission where Harris Teeter has been grateful enough to give us lemonade and cookies. And we will have all the books on sale offered by the authors who will be reading or the books that will be acted out. And 10% of the proceeds of the sales will go back to the Art Center. We will also have a big basket of all the books, and that will be a silent auction, so people can bid on that and maybe go home with all of the books. And to this end, we are trying to also raise some money for Send a Kid to Camp scholarships. We understand that there have been 60 children who applied for summer camp scholarships, and there was only enough scholarship money for 20. So if we can send more kids to camp, all the better, and that is one of our goals.
Yeah, that ratio is absolutely true. Only one-third of the scholarship applicants for any of our youth programs, camp, after school, arts, and our school shows are able to be funded, and that breaks our heart, because serving those populations is at the core of our mission, but we can only do it with the support of the community, making it possible for everyone to participate in Art Center classes and events. We will be right back on the Art Spot after these messages. Welcome back to the Art Spot on chapelborough.com and WCHL. A really fun program this weekend because we're talking about a terrific event next Saturday afternoon, June 28th at the Art Center in downtown Carrboro. Summertime and the reading is easy. A book fair with lots more, not just books and authors, but poetry, acting, as some of our finest local actors act out scenes from the book, sacrificial poets, food from Harris Teeter. It will be a wonderful afternoon event at the Art Center. And one of the authors who will be participating is Joyce Allen, who's been a big part of the Art Center for the least second half of its 40 years so far serving the community. And I would love it if Joyce would tell us a little bit about one of her books and then read a selection from it.
All right. Thank you. I'm currently working on my Threads trilogy. This is the first time I have written either middle school age work or fantasy, and I am loving it. All my other writing has been adult, mainstream, and this is just a joy. It involves the three fates who appear in just about all the European mythological traditions under various names. There's also the goddess of luck, who is also appears under a variety of names, and a fair assortment of other creatures, good and bad. The Fates, as you may remember, spun the threads of all human lives and measured them and cut them off at the end. They do a little more in my version. And now they do it on computer, which has created some unforeseen problems. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read you just a little bit of the more recent of these, the second book, The Threads of Earth. This is a moment in which, in the middle of the night, Jane is the name of the primary character. She's received a knowing. This happens to these people sometimes, that there is a highly dangerous threat in the cave where their friend, the metal worker god Hephaestus, who's been helping them, they call him Heffy, it's the cave where he has his workshop. They've hidden an external hard drive there that belongs to Adam Knight, the mysterious hacker who tried to take control of their computers and for a while succeeded. Adam has been banished from Earth at this point, but he is being helped by the god Hermes, who crosses all boundaries. And in the mythology, Hermes is a mixed bag. He's done some good things. He's also the patron god of thieves. And in my version, he's also a shapeshifter. Mm-hmm. So this is the moment when Jane has arrived at the workshop. She's gone through the cave in the dark. Sooner than I expected, I touched something. Not rock, wood. It was the door, and I'd made it. I felt for the latch, found it, and lifted it, and pushed. And a shaft of light spilled out. I let out the breath I'd been holding. Heffy was still here. I wasn't alone. I pushed the door open the rest of the way and stumbled into the workshop, blind and blinking in the glare. From somewhere a few yards away, a deep, full, musical voice said, "Well, if it isn't the little Fate." Slowly my eyes adjusted, and he came into focus. Hermes, standing across from me at the U-shaped workbench. Quickly I looked around. Heffy wasn't here. Nobody was here. Just Hermes and me. I went cold inside. I'd never seen Hermes in his own form. He'd been a greasy old guy in front of a trailer, an overweight, sweating woman on a park trail, a man from a lawn crew, a dance of silver sparkles without a body. The Hermes who stood before me now looked like every picture of him I'd ever seen. Flyaway red-gold hair under a little cap with fake-looking wings on it. Smooth, gold-toned skin. Muscles that looked like he spent half his time working out. He didn't mind showing off how he looked, either. All he had on was a thigh-length tunic, fastened at one shoulder with a gold ornament. Most of his chest was bare, so were those powerful legs. Was this the real Hermes at last, or was it just another shape he took? Maybe I'd never know. He even had that staff with the two snakes twined around it that Hermes is always supposed to carry. He held it loosely in one hand, and I couldn't help noticing that the snakes were moving. The quicksilver was here, too, dancing around sandals that were laced partway up his legs and had wings on them that were nothing like the ones on his hat. These were serious wings, long, broad, silver-gray wings that looked as powerful as an eagle's and as if they would take him anywhere he wanted to go. They moved restlessly as I watched them, first one and then the other, lifting and stretching.
Oh, thanks, Joyce. You're a time shifter, I believe. Hermes and hard drives all together. That's a wonderful segment there and a beautiful idea for young adult fiction.
Thank you.
And that gives you a little taste of what you can enjoy at summertime, and the reading is easy, a book fair at the Arts Center next Saturday afternoon, June 28th, starting at 1 o'clock. Joyce will be one of the authors we have with us. We have several more we ought to talk about, and one of them being Walter Bennett, a longtime law professor at UNC. And about 2 weeks ago, I finished reading his acclaimed debut novel, Leaving Tuscaloosa, which is a powerful work of fiction and just suggests the strength of the writers in our community. So many of the ones who live up around Hillsborough get a lot of attention. We have so many truly great writers here in Orange County. And we'll be right back on the Art Spot after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Visiting today with Mariana Fiorentino and Joyce Allen, talking about the summertime and the Reading is Easy book fair at the Art Center next Saturday afternoon, June 28th. And at the end of the last segment, we were talking about Michael Jones' book, After the Race, which is another incredibly strong debut novel. I mean, Joyce, these people like Walter and Michael coming up with such great work, their first time publishing, just blows me away. I mean, both those are incredibly accomplished and strong pieces of work.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And you, of course, go back. It makes me feel good to have you on the show. You studied with Manly Wade Wellman.
I did. That's how I got into serious writing as opposed to just writing.
Yeah.
In that I was sending it out to, and I had a long ago and long out of print book published about that time.
Yeah. Well, I think, consider the Threads trilogy, I think he would be very proud of you because he was one of the first authors I encountered as a young adult who wrote serious fiction for the, what now we said junior high back in those days, audience for junior high and high school students. And those books had a great impact on me, especially being someone interested in North Carolina history.
He did a lot of that.
Indeed he did. I think I learned more about the Revolution in North Carolina from his fiction works than I did from the nonfiction. But it's that just shows what a great tradition we have going forward and what a wonderful part you play in being not just a writer but a teacher as well. What's the satisfaction you get out of guiding people on their own personal literary journeys, Joyce?
Well, I love doing it. I fell into it sort of by accident when I was asked to take over a class. Somebody had to leave. And I think my own writing has benefited from paying so much attention to the component parts that go into a piece of writing when I'm trying to get them across to other people.
Yeah.
I enjoy the people, too.
Indeed, and we'll have wonderful people to enjoy at the Arts Center next Saturday as part of Summertime and the Reading is Easy Book Fair, starting at 1 o'clock on the 28th. For more information, you can go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787. Closing thoughts, Mariana?
I just want to remind people that the program is all about discovery, that it will be fun-filled and interactive, and that people will come and discover the books they want to read. They'll discover the creative writing in themselves, and most importantly, they'll discover the Art Center.
Wonderful. ArtCenterLive.org, book fair next Saturday, June 28th. Thanks to Jennifer Evans, Mariana Fiorentino, and Joyce Allen for being on the Art Spot this weekend.